Send a movie idea.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Before the podcast starts, Joel, do you think you
could...
We have started,
technically.
What, because I'm speaking right now?
Yeah.
That's meta. Do you think you could guilt trip the listener into putting a review on iTunes for us?
I think they probably absolutely should, because we've been hovering around a certain number of reviews for quite a while now.
Yeah.
And I check it. I mean, I'm not obsessive over it, but I'll check it sort of 15 to 20 times a day. But I'm not weird I'm not weird with it. So basically, if you listen to the podcast and you enjoy the podcast and you consume the podcast through Apple, give it a review on there and give it the big 5 stars. Look, as long as you give it 5 stars, you can say what you like in the written bit. You can write the most disparaging thing about me you like.
Yeah.
As long as you give it 5 stars.
Not me, just John.
Yeah, it'll hurt John. But me, I'll if anything, I'll like it. It will turn me on.
I don't know if this is too sad and we shouldn't put it in, but I actually am subscribed to an email service that tells you when you've had new reviews.
Just think
on
of John's
iTunes.
Inbox. Think of John's inbox full and of little sad moths.
And at the end of the month, it goes, you have had no new reviews. Kill me.
It suggests like an online therapy course. I get served a lot of them at the moment. All of my targeted ads.
Online
are for
therapy.
All of my targeted ads are for therapy. Yeah, maybe they've heard this. Hello and welcome to the Dream Factory. You know the Dream Factory. It's the world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast. The rules are simple. We can discuss as many of your film ideas as we like, but only one of them can proceed to the next stage. If we remember at the end of the show, there is a next stage where it'll be inflated to 100 times its original size and suspended above Westminster impending estate visit. I'm Joel. A man who puts the bad in Badil and Skinner. And across from me is John Harris, a man so disappointed that England didn't make Sunday's World Cup final, giving us the all-hallowed, all-desired John Harris derby. John, how are you?
Oh, yeah. Do you think they would have called it that on the BBC, the John Harris derby?
The John Harris derby. I've seen all of the VTs and the packages they've had to ditch. There's actually a lot of money spent on those. An hour and a half preamble building up to the game, the John Harris derby. It's the biggest game in world football.
So for any new listeners, I am half French, half English.
So we're actually recording this before the World Cup final.
Yeah.
Had it been England and France, would you have been willing for me to paint your body, your naked flesh, half French, half English?
Well, seeing as that won't happen, I'm going to say yes.
And when you imagine that, have I split you vertically or horizontally? And if it's horizontally, which half is English and which half is
bottom
French?
Bottom half is definitely French.
What?
Yeah.
Is that the sexy half?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. And that's what I would have had you the other way around.
You think?
Yeah.
You think England's the sexy half?
No, but I think your bottom half's more English than it is French.
It's all tweed down there.
Anyway, we're here to pitch some films. What an image you've got in your head now, though, listener. Imagine John is sat there in the altogether, apart from a lot of paint.
Mm.
There is specific body paint, isn't there?
Well, yeah?
Yeah, like you can't just... Look, can't just go to B&Q. And so, give me the tricolour...
No.
Because what's handy about the tricolour is that it features the two colours that are also in the English flag. So you're saving yourself a fortune there.
I'm not saying you should, but I have definitely used acrylic paint on my body before. But that's a water-based paint.
And what did you paint?
Just half of my face red.
Okay, why?
Uni. That's
yeah. You did do a film degree, so I imagine something to do with that, right?
Yeah, why not? What about this one from Jenny? Ice cream. Apt in this hot weather.
Okay, what? So someone's... Poison the ice cream.
Yeah?
Hey, look, here's an original idea from me. There's no ice cream left. Here's the problem. Here's a looking behind the curtain for me here. When I can't immediately think of a film premise, my brain just reverts to whatever the thing was mentioned is no longer on Earth.
Particularly food. An absence of food.
That's kind of my oeuvre. If I had a film oeuvre, the theme would be that in each film there's an absence of food. It's like the reverse of Brad Pitt in Ocean's 11.
Yeah.
Because there's an abundance of food there.
Well, for him in particular. For everyone else, nothing.
No, they don't get a single snack.
And at the end of Joel's directing career, people would be doing like video essays dissecting this fact, like as if it was a revelation.
Yeah.
Like, oh, the one thread.
Hang on. His films... There's a theme. All right, ice cream. Let's do better than that. There's a serial killer doubles up as an ice cream man.
That's really good because classic, you know, kids love an ice cream
man. How many victims has he got?
Murdering lots of
hundreds
children.
Hundreds and thousands.
Hey.
Yeah.
Or is it haunted ice cream? Is it a ghost? Is it like a monster that's ice cream? That's fun.
That is also fun. I don't see why the two are mutually exclusive. There's two threats.
So, what, is it the same ice cream van where the monster ice cream is, or is it just a coincidence?
No, maybe the ice cream van's like the mystery machine, so actually the good guy has an ice cream van.
Oh, nice.
And one night his Mr. Whippy machine gets possessed and a big ice cream demon sneaks out onto the streets.
Great, excellent.
And he can only kill it by sticking a cone through its heart.
And the crimes start off quite small fry, but for some reason they know that it's done by ice cream
because of the trail of sprinkles.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So the local police force aren't investigating it yet because it's small crime.
Oh,
however,
nice.
It is affecting his sales because the public know that it's been caused by some ice cream from his machine.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, he takes it upon himself to investigate said crime.
Excellent.
Ice cream.
Have you ever met an ice cream van man? Or woman?
Well, I remember famously, I say famously, you might not remember this yourself, but Rupert Grint, who played Ron Weasley in the Harry Potter films.
Yeah.
There was a brief period.
He became an ice cream man.
There was a brief period where, like, Emma Watson mm-hmm. was doing more films, Danny Radcliffe was doing more films, Rupert Grint bought an ice cream van. That was true.
With the money he made from Thunderpants?
And apparently, yeah, exactly. With the money he made from Thunderpants.
Thunderpants is arguably the most Dream Factory film in the real world. Don't you think? A man powers a NASA mission with his farts. If someone emailed it in, we go, nah, we're not doing that. That's rubbish.
Oh, I love
that.
That
actually made that.
Get in touch. If you could think of a film that is more Dream Factory that actually happened than Thunderpants.
They can't. Look, they're a clever bunch, our listeners, but yeah. It's an impossible task.
And apparently, because he was a famous actor, he didn't charge the kids for the ice cream. But unfortunately, a monster came out of his machine and he endeavoured to solve the crimes himself.
Nice.
Wizards, Hogwarts, we're back to trends.
I'd love to be rich enough to drive around the country dishing out ice cream, wouldn't you? What a way to spend a summer.
Yeah.
What was your go-to ice cream order from the ice cream man? Because I've got a lot of time to talk about this.
So the thing that's jumped to my mind, because the thing that really, like, when I discovered it was a thing, changed everything, was mm-hmm. the Screwball.
Screwball's good.
Which is a plastic cup mm-hmm. with a piece of bubble gum at the bottom,
mm-hmm.
ice cream on top.
Plastic spoon.
What are you saying?
So, first and foremost, the Zap lolly. Do you remember the Zap?
No.
It's like a multicoloured, marbly, bogey-looking lolly.
No.
You can't get them anymore, mate. I think it may be because I was the only person that ate them as a child. Zap lollies, yeah. They're dead and buried. So if anyone out there's got a hookup, you know, like how they were selling cans of Iron Brew for an extortion amount of money before the sugar tax came
yeah.
in? If anyone's got a Zap lolly in their bottom of their freezer, I'm talking 50 sheets for that, mate. But my revelation, I would argue much greater than the Screwball revelation that you had, was I had an ice cream man used to come round to my dad's house, and he did a thing called a witch's hat, which maybe links back into this monster theme.
Perfect.
I'm always thinking, mate.
Yes.
99.
Yeah.
Instead of a flake, a rocket lolly. £1.40. Have you ever heard of any? I honestly used to think this man must be running at a loss. Maybe it was Rupert Grint. That is absolutely sensational, isn't it? So you've got your rocket lolly, and you're just scooping ice cream out with that. You're licking the ice cream off, and then you've got a rocket lolly.
Because I was actually about to say another staple from the ice cream van was the rocket lolly.
Stick it in a 99, mate.
Flipping
99 with a flake? No, I have a 99 with a Calippo in it.
All right.
Sensational.
Any real-world film that's better or more Dream Factory than Thunderpants, mm-hmm. and did you ever have a witch's hat? Two big questions. Would you like another one from me?
Yes, please.
How sensitive are you feeling about football?
That's a rubbish idea for a film.
This one's from Kenny. It's The Body Guardiola.
Good.
It's Guardiola,
yeah. But it's, you know, come on. We're loose with the language.
Pep Guardiola. Innovators. I know that that is a person that exists.
Oh, does he exist, mate?
What more can you tell me?
Probably the greatest coach in modern times.
Okay.
Revolutionised the game. Presided over Barcelona's most ever successful period, winning the Champions League and the league, yeah. All that. Messi's best years, probably. Then he took, I don't know if it was between this job and that job, took a sabbatical in New York.
I mean, very nice.
You know, Sam Allardyce isn't doing that, is he? He's eating a Big Mac in a pub. Took a sabbatical in New York, managed Bayern Munich, and now is the coach at Man City. He builds beautiful football teams that play beautiful footballs.
On a less football-y note, a colleague I work with once said that she really liked Ken Ravioli. And it was only after 45 minutes we realised she meant to say Pep Guardiola.
Ken Ravioli is the name of a player through the years when Pro Evolution Soccer didn't have the licence to any names or any teams, and they would have to like repurpose them. Like, so
David
like, Cholton would be like, South East London Reds, up front, Ken Ravioli. Oh, man.
Would he be a good bodyguard?
Yeah, I think he would be a good bodyguard. He quite often wears like a black turtleneck.
Very bodyguard.
And he's got a shaved head.
Perfect.
I mean, you're describing a bodyguard here, aren't you? Yeah, he'd be a sensational bodyguard, I think. He would revolutionise how bodyguards even are. So, like, you think of a traditional bodyguard earpiece, you know, standing very close to the person they're guarding.
Yeah.
Guardiola would have, like, a whole new tactic. He'd probably have, like, three or four bodyguards. But they can kind of move. They're very fluid about where they are on the person at any one time. It'd be, like, he would. The film is him revolutionising security.
So you'd walk up. This isn't obviously for bodyguarding a person,
yeah.
e.g. the bodyguard. This is bodyguarding. Now, I'm essentially talking about someone who stands outside of a pub, which is a bouncer.
A bouncer, yeah.
But if he was getting into the world of bouncing,
yeah.
right, what we would have...
How do you become a bouncer?
It's a great question.
Do you have to get
let's
big?
Let's get back.
Do you have to just get big and then walk up to a pub? I reckon what I've actually heard is the only way you can become a bouncer is by beating up the current bouncer and trashing the pub. That's the only way that you can get the job.
Isn't that how you become a king?
Well, they're kings of the pubs, mate. That's the only way you can become a bouncer.
So Guardiola's bouncing technique is you walk up to the person you think is the bouncer.
Yeah, it's not.
And then from the left, someone comes in, ID, please.
Yeah. Ah, and you're all over the place. Before you know it, you're
fumbling.
Being thrown out. Would you like one from me?
Yes, please.
Swimming John. With mermen. This is from Stephen. Rob Brydon is a merman.
Oh, because there's a... So Rob Brydon's got a synchronised swimming film.
It looks like a feel-good British comedy to me.
Yep.
Swimming with Men. I mean, terrible title.
Yeah?
When I see a title that bad, I assume it's based on a book of that title.
Mm.
But imagine, right, if Rob Brydon was a Welsh merman. Are you into it? Just off the
Massively.
Coast of Barry?
Exactly. I mean, Rob Brydon would play an excellent merman.
Yeah, he would, big time.
There's not many mermen.
No.
In
Neptune.
Is Aquaman technically a merman?
Does he have a little fin?
I don't know.
I can't remember how he swims. Does he just swim like a normal, like Ian Thorpe or something?
He swims bloody fast.
Oh, he's quick. I'm not disputing that, but do his legs go into a little fin?
I don't know. That would be a question for an excellent comic book fan to let us know. Is it one? And I bet it's one of those things where you go, well, technically, through the 80s in the depiction, well, he had a fin, but actually, since then, he's just a very fast swimmer.
Yeah.
Much love to the comic book fans out there.
Interesting, on the similar thread, you know, manatees.
Yeah.
People at sea used to think they were sexy sirens.
Yeah. I can see it.
What do you see? you're attracted to manatees.
Don't knock it too hard, mate.
Hmm?
Don't knock it till you tried it. Being attracted to manatees.
I'm not going to try it.
Yeah, I wouldn't blame you.
They used to think, I mean, how long do you have to be at sea?
To think, there we go.
Before you
that's
fancy
a woman.
A manatee. That sounds like a sea shanty, doesn't it?
Yeah.
How long do you have to be at sea before ye make eyes at a manatee?
Hey!
I'd have been a fucking good pirate.
Oh. Yeah, I've always said it, Joe.
Let's go and write a pirate musical.
Yeah?
All right.
What happens in... So, it's a... Right. Swimming with Men?
Yeah.
Is...
A load
Let's
of blokes.
Be fair, in the vein of Monty Python.
Monty, it's in the vein of.
What's the strippy one?
Full Monty.
Thank you.
The Full Monty Python. Hang on. save that for next week. Eric Idle gets his knob out. Yeah, so it's in the vein of Monty Python or, I don't know, Bend It Like Beckham or something like that. A gang of people get together, have a fun time.
Yeah.
They overcome some adversity, I imagine. So it's...
Save a pub.
It's middle-aged... They save a pub with synchronized the swimming. So it's middle-aged men, you know, a bit sad about their lives and their bodies. They get together for a swimming club and they start synchronized swimming. And at the end, they end up, I don't know, competing at the Olympics.
It's the sequel, Swimming with Mermen. They've got so good at synchronized swimming. The only competition they have, a merman.
Yeah, amazing. They take on everyone on land. So they head out to sea to take on a manatee.
That's the film.
Done. You're welcome, Stephen.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What about this one from Mike? Going Commando. A retired Black Ops commando, brackets The Rock, obviously, has his favourite pair of underpants stolen and sets out on a one-man mission to take down the criminals that are holding them ransom.
Okay, now, why have they stolen the pants?
Great question. What would be of value? I mean, if it's the real Rock's pants, probably some. You get a couple quid on eBay.
Maybe they want his Black Ops DNA to create an army of super soldiers.
Here we go. I was going to say, frame him for a crime. I like yours better.
What sort of crime would you frame someone for by leaving their pants lying around?
Or just the DNA from the pants.
Oh, yeah. So pants at a crime
scene. There'd be a dead person. No, not the pants, just the DNA. So they'd be like, well, a man's penis has been all over the walls, but
I like the idea of just leaving a pair of pants and nothing else behind at the crime scene. He left no trace. Apart from his used pants.
He's like some sort of pervert serial killer.
Oh, that leaves a calling signature. Card. Yeah. Leaves his dirtied, skid-marked pants. Anyway, they want to make an army of super soldiers. Yeah. And The Rock has to go and claim back his pants before they can clone him. And right. In the end, he obviously fights himself.
Yeah.
And they're both completely naked.
How do you know which one's the clone? Which one's him?
He... has a barcode on his gooch.
You can't see that through most of the fighting, just on his bum.
No, the rock has to really look. At his own gooch, which I'll be honest, you don't often get to do. And, I mean, you could squat over a mirror or something, but who wants to do that?
And I'm saying it right now, he probably has a very photogenic gooch.
It's probably like ripped. Not ripped. I mean, it's not ripped, but it's toned. Yeah. He's got a toned little gooch.
Fucking hell. What is happening?
When we came in here, I didn't think I'd be describing The Rock's gooch. Now I am. I can't really think about anything else. Have you got another film for me?
Yeah, actually, this one's from Cassian. Journey to the Centre of the Rock. I mean...
Oh, you're having a laugh. We've already been there. We've just been there. We've literally just spent a lot of time there. So has The Rock.
Where Nick Cage and Sean Connery are shrunken to tiny size to enter Dwayne The Rock Johnson to stop Ed Harris from destroying The Rock. There's so much going on there.
There's a lot
going
on there. I was hoping it would be actually a really emotional film where The Rock's like, I'm only known for my muscles. It's time to find me. Starting at the gooch. Look, it's the way to a man's heart.
The game.
If you've got lost. Yeah. Yeah. Oh dear.
The rock that. But no one wants to know about Dwayne.
This is the most times in my life I've said the word gooch. Without a doubt. Don't they call it a taint in America? I don't like that.
Listeners
that don't know what a gooch is. Gucci is a brand, right? I never realised how disgusting that is. I've never ever thought about it.
That's pretty Gucci. Disgusting.
Gooch sounds like a marketplace ripoff.
I'm so sorry to all the listener.
Right, John, I'm going to pitch you my own film idea now.
Great.
It's Mission Wim Possible.
Yeah.
Wim Hof is an evil mastermind who lures Tom Cruise to extreme conditions to fight him.
Okay.
So Tom Cruise is like, up Everest, and Wim's like, Wim's topless.
Yeah, obviously.
Gooch out to the wind, because his gooch can't get too hot
or
too cold.
Is his gooch on the top?
No, he's not wearing anything.
Oh, you said topless first.
Oh, yeah. But he's also bottomless. The thing about Wim Hof is, gooch has never been too hot or too cold. So if you don't know who Wim Hof is, he can regulate his body temperature. Seemingly by the power of his mind. And, you know, there's videos of him just, like, sat atop a mountain in the snow at minus 40 degrees, being like, I don't know what you're worried about. Not even got a scarf on.
Yeah.
But you can also deal with, like, the Sahara Desert. So what I'm thinking is, he's leading Ethan Hawke?
Hunt.
Ethan Hunt.
Ethan Hawke's an actor.
He's also in this. he's leading Ethan Hunt to, like, the four most extreme conditions on Earth to put together pieces of a thing.
What are those four conditions? Fire, well, wind, ice.
So, I'm talking humid rainforest.
Yeah.
Top of Everest.
Yeah.
Sahara Desert.
Mm.
The Central Line at 5 p.m.
I was just on a tube before I got here.
Yeah.
And it was a real test.
Imagine how good at commuting Wim Hof is. He's so good at it. Anyway, so that's the idea. That's the premise for the film.
I like it.
How do you feel about it?
It's very cinematic, all those, apart from the tube.
Tube's great in cinema.
Apart from that time in the second Thor movie where they're in Greenwich and he has to go to Central, somewhere in Central, and they're like, it's just two stops, mate.
Yeah,
which
it
isn't.
It's not.
For the international listener, that's not two stops.
Don't follow. For the international listener, look at your tube map and don't take travel advice from Thor 2.
The one that people don't even like.
Yeah.
It's not Ragnarok.
The Dark World's actually a nickname for my gooch.
What?
Yours is weirdly Ragnarok. Continue.
For the record, just in case people get confused, Ragnarok, all the directions in Ragnarok are perfect.
Yeah, they are perfectly accurate. Yeah. That's why it was such a great film.
So he's in all these destinations. So right, in the rainforest, he has to get something. Has to go, like, he has to fight some sort of massive animal, or he has to get
big croc
drowned for a bit. Like, it can't just be the fact that it's humid.
There's a monsoon.
It's not very cinematic.
Do not mention the big monsoon.
Oh yeah, because it's not very cinematic. Tom Cruise going, whoa, it's humid.
Humidity's not been very good on the big screen, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
It's a hard, difficult thing to
just
portray.
Just before the take, you can spray some, like, spray on Tom Cruise. Because I would imagine, off camera, much like Wim Hof, Tom Cruise can probably also regulate his own body temperature at the drop of a hat. So, yeah, monsoon. I can't remember the rest you said. Sahara. Desert monsoon.
Desert, the worst. Monsoon. Everest and... The Central Line. Good. What's your idea, John?
Monsoon on the Central Line.
That's the name of your second album.
There's Something About Mary Poppins.
Good. That's horrible. What? She got sperm in her hair? Is that film?
I don't remember what happens in Mary Poppins.
Poppins.
I don't know what happens in Mary Poppins.
I don't know anything that happens in There's Something About Mary.
It's like a raunchy Ben Stiller comedy.
Yeah.
From the with Lee Evans in his one film role.
No, yeah. Mousetrap.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no, don't step to me on the Lee Evans filmography, mate. Did you not see me on Mastermind? Yeah, I don't know anything that happens in Something About Mary, but we can make Mary Poppins sexy.
That's what's going to happen. So we haven't seen a proper trailer for the new Mary Poppins that's coming out at the end
it's
of the
so
year.
It's so sexy. It's an 18. Or for foreign listeners.
This year, Emily Blunt is Mary Poppins.
That's my favourite sexy music. You immediately know something's about to go down.
Yeah. And she's got that massive sack.
Oh. What?
The one where she can like pull out big things from, you know. Mm.
Yeah, you're trying not to say dildos. I get you. This has been the sexiest episode of this show ever. Which is saying something, because it's not been particularly sexy.
It's a very low bar.
Mary Poppins is sexy. I've always thought it. I've always thought it's something maternal about her.
You just made it. Bit Oedipus-y there.
Oh, I did, didn't I? Yeah, that's sad. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Right, before we go, we've got to pick a winner.
Yeah.
John, which of the films pitched today do you think are the creme de la creme?
I think it's a double win because there was accidental teamwork between Cassian and Mike.
Yep.
For Going Commando and Journey to the Center of Rock.
I think Cassian and Mike should get together.
Going Commando, Journey to the Center of the Rock.
I think that's probably about time to wrap up.
I agree.
We know it's the end of the show because there's a rat-tat-tat at the studio door. And entering the room, it's only the bloody Rock, isn't it? He's come with a load of body paint. And there's a certain part of him he wants you to stroke on.
There's not enough paint there, mate.
Oh, that was fun. John, you've been in the south, in and around the south coast.
Yeah.
What's it like down there?
Oh.
Do you have a scone?
Coasty. Yes. Yeah. Yes, I did. I would like to officially... I have nothing to report from my trip to the coast, apart from the fact that public service announcement, always make sure when you're applying sun cream that you hit all areas, because there's
Including
about...
The
there's There's about an inch around my ankles between where the socks start, the socks finish.
Mm-hmm. And the shorts started.
And where...
pretty racy really for you, John. That's pretty racy for you.
And where I applied sun cream.
You're lucky you weren't caught on a
long
lens.
Red and painful.
It looks like you've had like an aggressive ankle tag off.
Yeah.
Good.
Before we go today, I would like to make a shout out to George, who recently, whilst trying to convince people to do stuff for the podcast, mm-hmm. I kind of got a bit carried away and maybe suggested some really extreme things that people should do, including, well, this one's quite innocent.
Blood sacrifice.
Well, he's also done the blood sacrifice, we're not going to talk about that. I asked everyone to change their email signature on their work email to mention the Dream Factory, and there's photo evidence there.
Well, look, there's a few people out there that won't be happy about that, because he's declared himself the number one Dream Factory fan. So if you think you're a bigger fan than George, you've got to do something more extreme than that. I'm thinking tattoos.
Please don't.
Face and neck tattoos.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.